Christ was born across the sea. What is Christ was born across the sea? Talk about Christ was born across the sea. If you sing this in Asia, can you say Christ was born across the sea? I don't know. What do you think? And what is the in the beauty of the lilies? Why Jesus was born in the beauties of the lilies? When you sing, you gotta think. What do you think? In the beauty of the lilies. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born. Okay. No. How do you sing it? I still don't understand. Some people teach me, Christ was born in the beauty of the lily. I think he was talking about Christ is the lily of the valley. Is it? Yeah? But why? If you sing this in Asia, it don't make any sense. He was born across the sea. If you sing this in Taiwan or in Asia, if you're born in, Jesus was born in Asia, yeah? Middle East. So how can you say across the sea? So this hymn must be Westerners written one. Anyway, just because I want to know what the lyric is. When you sing him, you should sing with your heart. What's the lyrics? So fear the Lord. Oh no. Honoring your parents. So we talk about it's only nature, it's only right for us to honor our parents. I hope that, but again, like I said, you know, you want to honor your parents, sometimes it's just so simple. Write him an email. How many of you write a letter to your parents? Raise your hand. You ever write an email to your parents? Yeah. You can write a hot, warm feeling, you know, a very... Like you pour your heart to Jesus Christ. Have you ever poured your heart to your parents? Come on, in the Mother's Day or, you know, any regular day, or, you know, just share how you feel, your appreciation. I think everybody will be, I think they will be very joyful. You know, I know you have a young man's hormone, right? You are young. Sometimes you have hormone, not sometimes, but sometimes you're angry. But even though you're angry, there are several things we should never do to our parents, okay? Let's turn to Proverbs 28:7. Stephen, Elizabeth. 28:7. Yeah, any companion of gluttons shame his father. No matter what you do, if you make a bad friends only like to eat and drink, like glutton, really only might their flesh desire, you truly shame your parents. Don't do anything to shame your parents. Read 29 verse 15, the same person. 29:15. But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. What does it mean? What do you mean by a child left to himself? Meaning that there is no rod, there is no rebuke, right? Is that right? Let them alone, right? Really a shame. Oh. How many of you never got rebuked, or maybe I should say rod? You never got rod, raise your hand. Or hit, or whipped, raise your hand. Oh, maybe I should ask this way. If you ever got rot, raise your hand. Rot. Da pigu. Have you ever da pigu, raise your hand. You never get da pigu, raise your hand. You never get da pigu. Never get rot. Not only da pigu. You know what? Nowadays, I know American people do not allow you to rot. They only allow you to time out. Many young parents only... Many young parents, I think many of your parents, or those from Hokkien, I think your parents are, like my parents, they are all very mean and very, they believe in rotting. Actually, the Bible believes in rotting too. But of course, in USA, if I dare to preach this, I might be put into jail, right? Because But I still do it because I believe in the value of the Bible. Even nowadays, there was a study talk about, they do some statistic of CEO. Not too many CEO in the world, right? A lot of CEO, how come? Their personality is more persevere, more tough, more persevere. And those people are talking about their life. Those CEO who are more persevere personality because they used to be rot when they do something wrong by their parent. When they do something wrong, they used to be rot by their parents. That's why they have a characteristic of more persevere. Huh? So maybe rotting is not too bad, you know? Of course, I'm not encouraging you to rot, to beat up your kids, right? I mean, even like I'm not against it, but you got to make sure when you use the rot, I mean, if in the future you will have kids, right? Those who don't like to have kids, raise your hand. When I was your age, I don't like to have kids, but I changed my mind. Because without having kids, your life is not complete. Your life is not complete. There are so many things you don't understand. Where was I? Oh, yeah. What I'm trying to say. When you rot your kids, right, make sure you don't rot them with your emotion. You're angry, so how come you're so bad? You cannot do like that, you know? You got to be like Jesus. When he was in anger, he controlled the anger, right? Takes time. So do you know where is your mistake? Tell me what is your mistake. Oh, I should not touch the stove, okay? 打一下, just a warning. I'll hit you once, it's a warning, right? 要打就要让他痛. You want to hit, you got to make him painful. Otherwise, he won't remember it. Of course, when they are already like eighth grade, rotting has no use. Maybe ninth grade and above, rotting no use. But younger, I'm afraid you will not remember it next time. So, you, right? Just make sure they feel, they have the feeling of, oh, I did a wrong thing. I should not touch the stuff next time. I used to steal money from my father. You know, I like candy. My parents never give me like any petty cash or something. You know, so I steal money. I go and buy candy. And my mother discovered it. Guess what? I was in trouble. I'm telling you, my mother used a stick. I will sit to the point that I fall to the ground, right? And my mother come home, my father come home, my mother told my mom, your son steal money. Now it's my father's turn. From that moment on, I learned I shall never steal money. I never steal money. Since then. Really, you learn from that because you are kids, you don't know too much. So, if you become a thief, really it's a shame to your parents. Whatever you do, don't do anything that your parents may feel shame for. Of course, some parents the standard is different. But in the Bible standard, if you become a person who dishonor God and do awful stuff, really you bring the same shame to your family. My grandmother, she was old. At that time, I was probably 20. She always tell me that, oh, when I think about your uncle, I am very shameful. My uncle was an alcoholic. His marriage was no good. He quit church a long time ago, you know. And because he did not really care about religion, his kids did not go to church too. So the whole family was a mess. So whenever my grandma told me, I always talk about, just feel sad to my second uncle. My second uncle is already, he was an adult. He was 40-something. I was a 20-year-old. I was around 20 at that time. Even my grandma got to feel shameful when he talked about my uncle with me, right? So really, I think some kids really bring shame to their parents. Even though they are old, their parents still feel very shameful because they did not do a good job to bring them up. You know, we have a pastor, right? Keep telling to her kids, please, you are my children, right? Please don't allow people to say I'm Eli. You know, Eli have two sons. They're all very bad sons, right? So please, my son, I beg you, do not allow any other people say you are Eli's sons, okay? Of course, his son is not Eli's son, but that's how he tried to teach his son, you know, do not let him feel shameful because of their deeds. How many of you feel like you shame your parents? Come on, really? Come on, you're not that bad, right? Are you? You truly shame your parents, you got to repent. I'm sorry. It's not right. You got to think about, dig into your heart, think about it. Of course, we do that sometimes. I did too. Maybe I should say that, right? I still remember my mother went out. You know, my mother, we are not well-to-do family. But in order to go out, my mother, in order to go out with her girlfriend, they want to go out to have fun, right, at nighttime, right? Then my mother borrowed the jewelry from my auntie, right? So when his friend come, I say, my mother is very beautiful today because she borrowed all the jewelry from my auntie. And I would try to low qi, right? Low her qi, right? Try to, how do you say low qi? Huh? Expose her weaknesses, or that she is not as wealthy, right? I always remember this in my mind because I once embarrassed my parents. And that thought still remains till this day, you know? I never said sorry, though, but maybe I should. I just feel, I did it wrong. You know, there are many things you did in your life you feel regret. That is one thing, because I did not honor my parents. Another thing is have to do with my kids. I wrought her, but with emotion. Not use my hand, not really use a stick, but with emotion. Because I was a foreign student, she was just born for a few months. For some reason, just crying and crying whole night. But I have a test tomorrow. And I work, so I lost my patience. And she keep crying, right? And I know I did not discipline in the right way. Till this day, sometimes I kneel in front of God and beg for forgiveness. And I even apologize to my daughter, but my daughter said, "What did you say? I don't remember anything." She was a baby. How can she remember everything, right? She came close. But still, that was in my heart. Sometimes in your lifetime, you did something wrong that go with you for the rest of your life. You can only talk to God. Even men do not remember. So when you do something, we have to be very, very careful. Especially the one love you, the one who truly love you, we should be. A lot of time, we show respect to other people. We don't show any respect to our family member. We treat them like garbage. That is something awful for many people. How come we are so courteous, so loving to our outsider, to our friends, but our parents are like a garbage to us? We trample them under our feet anytime we like. We hurt their hearts when we are pleasing. This is wrong, but we do it all the time. So this is something for us to think about when we come to as tears, right? Now, chapter 15, verse 5. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Not only you shall not shame them, you shall not despise them. 15, verse 5. Lin Hao. 15 verse 5. Yeah, you do not despise your parents. Also, do not despise their instruction. 23:22. Can you read 23:22 now? 23:22. when he's old, right? When people are old, I never knew that when I was young. I never knew that sometimes people cannot control their doo-doo. You never know that, right? I mean, when I was young, it's a piece of cake, right? But really, when you are old, people cannot control their doo-doo. When your mother is old, and she cannot control the doo-doo, don't despise them. Because you will never know, when you become old, you will be just like that. Oh. It's very embarrassing to share, but it is true. When I was in hospitals, my physically was very weak. I figure I have a hard time too. See, it's never right to despise them. When I was a little kid, you know, my father was a farmer. And when I was in the army, I was wrong. When I was in the army, once I was sick, and I was in Kaohsiung. My father lived in Taipei. My father never take personal vacation to quit his fair selling vegetable. But because I got sick, he took a nighttime train and then bus to go to a very remote area in Kaohsiung just to look at me, right? Because he was so tired. It's long, whole night journey, right? When you look at me, I notice that he squashed down on the roadside like this. Usually, educated person don't do that, right? Like squat on the roadside like this, right? Then, of course, I have some educations. My friends don't do that. My friend's father don't do that. And I see, how come you squat down like an old farmer? And I still feel, oh, did I despise her, despise him in my heart? I start to feel very, I did not say anything. I just feel, how come he squashed down like that? And then I realize, oh, he take whole night train and bus just to see me. And he used to be a farmer. And this is what farmers did. Then I feel shameful of myself, even though I only thought about it. How come he did that, right? No, you should never despise, even in your heart. Even in your heart. Some of your parents really do not know anything about USA. They really do not know too much about English. They speak maybe, you know, Chinglish, you know. But their life experience is something you should always learn from. And just because they love you, you should always show respect and never despise them. If you despise them, of course, they don't got, the Bible says there are very bad consequences. Oh. Let's turn to 19 verse 20, 26. 19 verse 26. 19 verse 26. Marvin. Yeah, chase away or mistreats. Please read, continue reading 20:20. Whoever curses father or his mother, his lamp will be put up in deep darkness. So, in the Old Testament, anybody cursed their parents were stoned to death. So don't curse. I know sometimes you get angry, right? You slam the door. It's already bad. But do not allow your lips to sing against your parents. It's not right. Even chase them away. There was a mother told me that she was a single mother. She got divorced by her husband. And she bring the daughter to USA. And she worked how many part-time jobs just to raise her up. Then send her to law school. And she become a lawyer later on. But later on, she dated a non-Asian. And this non-Asian has Westerner's value. So later on, the mother choose to live with them, the family. The daughter start to receive rent from mother. The mother simply feel very painful. I dedicate all my 青春, how do you say 青春? youth, dedicate all my time for you, to raise you up. Now you have a family, you have a husband, you are a lawyer, your husband has a very good paid jobs. I live in your house, you try to collect rent from me. She said that there are, as if there are thousands of arrows pierced into her heart. 万箭穿心, the feeling is like that. Oh, how come it's like this? So really, if in USA, do you notice that you go to school, they don't teach you what is absolutely right, what is absolutely wrong, do they? Right? They always teach you everything is relative right or relative wrong, right? But only you come to the church. If people do not grow up in a church or do not teach by the Bible, really, the society standard is that maybe parents live with you, they got to pay money. I don't know. How's the society standard? Do you guys know? Maybe you guys know better? What is society standard? But it's not right, brethren. It's not right. No, it's not right. Because they have been suffered this much for you. So don't mistreat them, right? Don't chase them away. Because especially cursing. Again, I know that it's unavoidable. Sometimes you get angry. You are very angry. You don't want to be bothered, but your parents simply cannot tell. At that time, you don't want to bother. So they keep nagging at you. At that time, you're so angry. But please, control your mouth. Don't curse. I understand sometimes you get angry, but if you have other action or other rough words, many of them is not acceptable. So if you do any of this, please, you got to talk to God. You got to be cleared out in front of God. Chapter 19, verse 13. 19:13. Who to read? Shani, can you read? A foolish son is the ruin of his father. 17:21. Continue. A father of a fool have no joy, right? Do not be a fool. When I say fool, is that do silly things to ruin your parents. Verse 25. Yeah. Some of you are very depressed. Some of you even attempted suicide. I don't know about you, but I know some youths, right? You know what? You really, really, really ruin your parents' feeling. Huh? I mean, they have been spent so much effort to raise you up, but to the point that you try to go on. Try to cut your own wrist. Yeah, the parents are really, really, really very, 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 very sad. Huh? I know the parents cry. For a long time. So whatever you do, right? You are sad, you are depressed, whatever you do, please don't, you know that there are someone still care and love you. Don't do silly things. Even though you are a TJC member, doesn't mean, you know, you truly, if you do not pray, it doesn't mean you truly have power. My local church, there was a brother who really did a very bad things to the parents. He probably 5 years or 6 years younger than me. And at that time, in my generation, there's no quote-unquote depressed. Nobody know he was depressed. Like, this word is not even invented in my generation. And this kid, he only go to church once in a while, right? But I think he depressed to one point that too much he can handle it. One day he go on the bridge, right? And under the bridge, there are train running, right? Guess what? Just before the train run to the bridge, he jumped over. And the train ran him over. I said, yeah. You know, how much pain the parents have to see that. We belong to the same church. We are not even allowed to go to see him. A lot of us are not even told. Can you imagine how embarrassing the family, how hurt the father and mother is? So, brethren, when you have trouble, right, please talk to your local preacher. Please talk to God. Please talk to elders or deacons or someone, right? Don't suffer alone by yourself. And don't do silly things. Because it is going to be... I know sometimes you are in pain, right? But please, don't... Because even though as if it's your personal decision, but really it will ruin your family. It will ruin your parents. Okay, let's talk about don't. When you do this, you will. This is not honoring. But what you should do, 23:22. 23:22. Proverbs 23:22. 23:22. Benny? So instead, we shall listen to them, right? 19:27. Can you read 19:27? Yeah, if you do not listen to them, you will be astray from the words of knowledge. Read chapter 1, verse 8. Same one, Benny. Chapter 1, verse 8. As long as your parents do not say anything against the teaching of the Bible, please listen to them, right? And really, the Lord will bless you as long as you choose to listen to them. Let me give you a personal story. And I truly believe that if you listen to the parents, you know, the Lord even will show his favor to you, right? Like I share with you, when my mother was a clothing seller, actually, when I say clothing, it's a little bit polite. Actually, she sell the woman's bras. Yeah, nothing to shame about. She sells that type of stuff. And she also sells women's underwear and kids' underwear also. And because I was in sixth grade, elementary school, my mother said, you are old enough, therefore you shall go out to sell clothes too. I don't sell women's stuff. I sell boys, baby stuff. 那个三角裤, triangle, small underwear, right? And my mother showed me how to sell. He says that he gave me a couple box, and then inside it is all full of baby's underwear, right? Not diaper, but underwear. Really underwear, not diaper, right? At that time, I don't know if people invented diaper yet. Right? Or maybe it's too expensive. Anyway, and then he showed me that you got to cardboard, right? Put it on the corner of cardboard, right? And I got to take 3-1 out and wave in the air and shout, 3 for 10, 3 for 10, right? Really, I do that. I listen to my parents. I take that cardboard and stuff and take bus, go to a market, and I just put it on the roadside and I start to yell, 3 for 10, 3 for 10, right? Seriously. And then, sixth grader, and then I realized that, hey, my teacher was coming. My school teacher was coming. My 导师, the main teacher. I feel so embarrassed. I want to hide myself, but I don't know where to hide, right? Because he's coming, right? And of course, you don't have a children. You don't want to buy from me, right? He just come and try to talk to me. And say, oh, what are you doing? What is this? What is that? And so on and so forth, right? And I just tell him the truth. Hey, my mom just want me to do this, okay? I don't know what to do. I just listen to my parents, right? I cannot do anything about it, right? And I guess my teacher was touched by how I listened to my parents. So later when they are trying to choose you know, in my country, they try to choose a 模范生, what is 模范生? A role model for the classroom, right?
My teacher tries to persuade all the students to elect me as the role model in that class. Because he believed that I it's good to listen to the parents. And my teacher offered me for free tutoring later on. So I think it's God moved his heart. So if you listen to your parents, you will find special favor from the Lord too. So this is a little story. I feel like, yeah, not only my parents are happy of what I did, I think the Lord is also happy for what I do. You know what? Honor your parents, right? The Bible says, oh, 福气会临到千代. The blessing will go to thousands of generations. You notice that David, oh, David's family was blessed. You know, because from Judah to David to Jesus, they are all king's family. Like God promised to Abraham. From your seed, all nations will be blessed, right? But who knows, this kind of blessing come to the tribe of Judah. And then I personally, when I do some study of why the blessing come to the tribe of Judah, I notice one thing. Many people in Judah tribe, they are all very pious, 孝顺. Pious, is it the right word? Honoring the parents. Oh, piety? Pious. Come on. What is the right English to say? Filial piety. They all show filial piety. Right? For example, Judah himself, the number four son of Jacob. How come Joseph changed her heart to acknowledge that his brother is indeed his brother? At the beginning, he don't want his brother. He thought his brother are 坏蛋. His brother are bastards. Can I say bastards? What is bastard? What does bastard mean? Huh? Oh, so maybe I was wrong. See, anyway, he thought his brothers are very bad kids, right? Because his brother saw him out. How can they be good kids? So he don't want anybody but Benjamin, because Benjamin belonged to the same mother, yeah? That's why he used a trick to detain Benjamin and send all the brothers home. He don't want to have to do anything with them. But later who changed his mind? Judah. Why Judah changed his mind? Judah showed filial piety. Filial piety. Judah said, please don't lock my brother Benjamin up. Lock me up. Because Benjamin is my father's favorite, right? You know, after his another son died, if this one also depart from my father will go to tomb with his white hair. 会白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨下阴间. That's why that kind of honoring heart really touched Joseph. Joseph went back home, went into the house and started to cry. Ah, they really changed. Oh, so Judah is the first one we show filial piety. Filial pieties. And then from Judah's tribe, Ruth. Ruth is also from Judah's tribe. The Bible, in the book of Ruth, Ruth says, whatever it occurs in the field, he always share with Naomi. Whatever happened outside there, he always go home and tell. Not only bring food back to Naomi, but share everything. How many of you really share? Your parents ask you, oh, anything new today at school? Nothing new, same. But some kids like to share all the details that they encounter in school, share with parents. You know, your parents will feel very joyful if you share a little bit things in your life with them. Just like Ruth did, right? How about David himself? David, because King Saul wanted to kill David, right? David got to run for his life, right? Before David ran for his life, he sent his parents to Moab. Why he chose Moab? Do you know why he sent his parents to the land of Moab? Do you know why? Because his grandma, I think, is Ruth. Right? Ruth is from where? Moab. That's why. Before he ran away from King Saul, he was afraid that King Saul might harm his family member. That's why the first thing he do is send the family member to Moab. So King Saul had no power to harm his family member. This is filial piety. No wonder No wonder all the good things come to this tribe. Jesus Christ comes from this tribe. I dare not to say, oh, I'm sorry, I dare not to say I'm the most filial piety person in my father's family. My youngest brother is. Why I do not think I am the one who show the most filial piety? Because I am not by my parents' side all the time. My two brothers, they are by my parents' side all the time. And my younger brother, really, he really earned my heart because he really show, just even though we are brothers and sisters, we know who are good to the mother. My youngest brother is really, really nice to my mother, to my father and to my mother. And I dare to say it, I am not the best one, but I really appreciate that my youngest brother do this to my parents. And I also noticed that God bless my youngest brother. This sometimes you cannot see in this generation at the beginning, but you can see when time goes by, you can see God will never deal with those who are on their parents' bed. No, God will deal them nice. Deal with them nice. I'm sorry to say, but my youngest brother, he is not good in school, you know? He is not good with schoolwork. But because he showed his love to her parents, I realized later on God indeed blessed him with his career. He had no worry about his life at this point of time. No worry. And not only that, when you show your honor to your parents, your kids will learn from you. If you do not show your honor to your parents, your kids know that you are not honoring your parents. Why they should honor you? I learned a story when I was young, right? There was a grandpa, there was old man in the house because he always break stuff, because his hand is not stable, right? So he always break the bowl, you know, all the utensils, especially if they are made of 陶器, 陶瓷, porcelain, yeah. So later on, the mother decided, do not allow the kid's mother decided, do not allow the grandpa to eat at the same table. Not only do not allow the grandpa to eat at the same table, they make a wooden bowl for the grandpa, right? Then one day, the mother was seeing that his kids making a wooden bowl too, trying to play around with the wood and try to make a bowl. The mother asked him, so what are you doing? Oh, I am making a bowl. So why do you make a bowl? Oh, I'm thinking when you are old, I'm going to give you this wooden bowl. And the mother was awakened. Oh, kids learn how we treat our elders, our elderly person. They learn from us. So truly, if you are a good children, your children will be a good children too. Like I say, Abraham honored God. Therefore, Abraham's children honor Abraham. Treat him as God. So, brethren, I mean, it would never go wrong to listen to your parents. The best way is to make them happy, really. Chapter 23, verse 24. Timothy from Toronto. 23, 24, and 25. I'm sorry, 23, 24. Chapter 23, verse 25. Okay, chapter 29, verse 3. So the most important thing about honoring your parents is that to make them happy. 29, verse 3. Continue. Let me ask you a question, my brethren. How do you make your parents joyful? How do you make them happy? What do you do to make them happy? Anyone? Yes, Hansen. Huh? Obedience, listen to them. What else? What else can make your mother Cindy happy? Stephen.
Consideration.
Show more consideration. How do you show more consideration in your daily life? Give me an example. Drive the car for her. Okay. Remember her feeling. Remember her. Very good. What else can you make your parents happy? Anyone from sister side? Vivian, what do you do to make your mom, Teresa, happy? Her name is Teresa? Okay, I still remember her name.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes. How many of you wash dishes? Please do that. This is the very minimum work you should do. This is the minimum. Right? What else? What else do you do? What do you do, Rachel, to please your parents? Really? You can cook? Oh, wow. That's good. Cook the dishes before she gets home. That's very nice. To me, if my kids call me, I'll be very happy. I told you already. If they give me a call, I'll be very happy. I'm serious, because they are away from home. Of course, my second one is not away from home yet. But a lot of time I'm outside, right? When kids call parents, that parents feel like, oh, we are in their heart. You know? Do you remember this song? You are always on my mind. You are always on my mind. You are always in my mind. Actually, this is a Bible verse. Paul talked to Philippian church, you are always in my mind. And many fathers hope that their children is like that. Make them happy, you are always in my mind. So call them more often. Or write email to them, make them happy. So it's not only Mother's Day thing, you know, or Father's Day things. One day I was eating with a father on a Father's Day, right? And both of us, especially the brother, keep complaining, how come my son did not send me a message yet? How come? He's waiting. He's expecting the son will say, Happy Father's Day, right? But we keep eating. It's supposed to be happy time, right? Because we are dining in a restaurant. But he's not too happy because the son did not send him text saying, Happy Father's Day yet. It's just the little things, really, he will be happy. Come on, give them some happiness. Give them some joy. But again, not only on holidays. Okay, honor your parents. If you do not honor your parents, right, we just mentioned that your lamp will be put out. Lamp be put out, your light will be in darkness. Chapter 30, verse 17. 30:17. Who can read? Enoch. 30:17. Yeah, the raven will pick out your eyes and eagle will eat it. Why raven? Do you know, raven is one of the birds that really honor their parents. According to some story that I read, when the raven was old, the young one will try to feed them, right? That's why it said raven will pick up your eyes, eagle will eat it. Meaning that you do not know what is important in your life. You do not know, you know, what God wants you to do. So what do you need your eyes for? You don't need your eyes for anything. You cannot see clearly. Your eyes will be plucked out. Okay, I guess you all know the truth. We also say enough. But let us read the final verses, okay? Just to show that honoring parents is important. Let's read chapter 2, verse 33, verse 22. 3:22. Who's ten? Hanson.
So there will be like his soul and grace
him. Huh? Maybe 21 and 22, sorry. 21 and 22. Yeah, if you honor your parents, right, the Bible here says that there will be a life of to your soul and grace to your neck. You will receive a lot of blessings when you truly honor your parents. I guess that's about it. Anything you want to, any question you would you like, any question you have. Constantly honor your parents. Anything you can do, you think about anything to do to your parents yet? Now, since we have this class, huh? Do you notice that there are many proverbs have to do with honoring your parents? Do you notice that? Oh, yeah. That means that this truth is very important. So honoring your parents, you don't learn this in class. You got to do this in your daily life. Especially when you remember it. Let's pray in silence.